The service of God. There are many that claim to be in the service of God. Many that say they are doing mighty works in the name of Jesus. But thank God that true ministry is not to be judged and assessed by man. But please God that we all judge and assess our own hearts and motives. Some base men, like Nebuchadnezzar, are taken by God and used to his glory. Some adversaries and antagonists are often used by heaven to glorify his name. Some Christ haters have proclaimed prophecies, like the great prophetic words of Caiaphas, the high priest, who identified Christ's ultimate sacrifice when he cried, "It is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation should perish not." Some are even manipulated to do his will, like those hooks in the jaws of Magog. But what of his direct and elect means of working through chosen, consecrated ones? What of those that claim to be of his own household? What of those that are his own servants, his faithful or unfaithful servants? What should be the true spiritual value of those that are called and chosen? Much is heard of ministry work and missionary work and Christian work. Work that is often couched in terms of vocation, calling, evangelism. Service that is often dependent on senses, intellect, emotions, the external appeal. Labour designed to satiate the tickled ear, the straying eye, the emotional high. But consider real spiritual realities which require an unmixed, undivided heart. A heart that has set its face like a flint to serve in his way and in his strength. A heart not seeking acclaim through hot air, vivid pictures, romantic conceptions. But consider this. Some will falsely claim, "Lord, Lord, did we not serve you in many mighty ways?" Others will slowly shift the focus of Christ to self, bathing in his reflected glory. Many living ministries become dead mausoleums when Christ is not preeminent. Much sacred service becomes profane self-obsession when he is not central. So often the name, the reputation, the position becomes the essential element, as Christ stands outside the door and knocks and pleads, "Will anyone hear my voice?" The cost of accountability in each life is very high. The greater the degree of spiritual effectiveness given to an individual or ministry, the more spiritually accountable that one becomes. For to him that has been given much, much will be required. The Lord Jesus himself is the guidestone of effective spiritual ministry. The Lord Jesus himself shows the way to examine spiritual accountability. The Son can do nothing of himself. The Father doeth the works. The Father speaketh the words. My Father worketh until now. And when Jesus sent his disciples out to preach the gospel, he told them, "It is not you that speaks, but the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you." This important principle was similarly recognized by the apostle to the Gentiles, that it is only and exclusively the indwelling Holy Spirit that must lead and guide. Without me, Jesus warns and pleads, without me ye can do nothing. Oh, but how often we ignore his warnings and launch out into the deep ourselves, thinking that our works alone can do the work of the Father. But motive, good intentions, enthusiasm, interest in your fellow man is not enough. Giving, praying, encouraging, labouring is all insufficient. All is insufficient unless done through the leading, guiding, and power of the Spirit. Consider this. Even after Moses, that great prophet of old, had stood on the holy mount of fire, even after he had been chosen to speak to Pharaoh and lead God's people out of Egypt, even after he had received revelation and been commissioned of God, even then, God met him, and God sought to kill him. Why? Why did God seek to kill the very man that he had trained for 80 years? Because the circumcising of the flesh had been neglected, and no flesh can serve God. And God has made it very clear, I will not give my glory to another. In your ministry and in my work for the Lord, let us examine ourselves to see if the flesh is still seeking supremacy. If it is, your ministry will die, and my little work will die too. An effective work does not depend on how much we do, but how we do it. Oh yes, the Lord Jesus is the one way that your ministry can be spiritually effective. And it is the only way that mine can be spiritually effective too. But it requires a daily dying to self and a moment by moment living to Christ. Is it worth the pain now for the glory that will follow?